Okay, so then he's going on, and he even says, now we're on the second page of chapter one. The pursuit of manhood doesn't change once a boy is grown. In fact, it's only magnified. His focus has always been on and will remain on who he is, what he does, and how much he makes until he feels like he's achieved his mission. And until a man does these things, women only fit into the cracks of his life. He's not thinking about settling down, having children, or building a home with anyone until he's got all three of those things in sync. I'm not saying that he has to have made it, but at least he has to be on track to making it. Okay. So then we say, okay, we got a comment in. It said, someone from Facebook says, any real man that is comfortable being a heterosexual man will not be able to stand a manly masculine woman. Steve Harvey is sly like a fox. Well, yes, he is. I have to give him some credit for that. I do have to say the man's pimp game is tight because he pimped millions of women all at the same time. Okay. So let's see here. So then he talks about, let me skip that. Where is the part where he says, now keep in mind, he says that, you know, you're not a priority. You in the cracks of his life. Okay. You're some peripheral something. You're not important. So then right here on page 17 of the book, he says, the way you can help him get there is to help him focus on his dreams, see the vision, and implement his plan. If you can see yourself in that plan, you can get a clearer sense of this in my chapter, The Five Questions Every Woman Should Ask, then latch onto it, because when he reaches the level of success he's hoping to reach, he'll be a happier, better man for it, and you'll be happy too. Okay, so what is that really saying? This is saying that this is a man who he's not where he wants to be in life. So he's going to be striving to do what he wants to do on his schedule without much concern for you, because you are only in the cracks of his life and you're not really important to him because he's focusing on what he's trying to do. Okay. So any woman who would spend her time and energy, quote, helping him get there, end quote, is a fool. You know what? I'm going to tell you something my father told me when I was growing up. I have three brothers and my father, a bunch of male cousins. I'm like, you know, one of the few girls in that generation of the family. There's a lot after me, but you know, during this age group, I'm like one of three. All the other kids were males. And so I got a lot of experience watching young men be trained to be men by men. Okay. So I know this routine very well. My father set us all down. And he told me, and you know, he told my brothers what they needed to do to be men. And then he told me, don't you ever help a man do, you know, S-H-I-T. His reasoning was, there's two ways around that. Number one, if he needs your help, then my dad says he's B-made. He's B-made and he's weak. And he said, that's no kind of man. You don't want, you know, somebody calling himself a man. He's not a man. Number two, if he accepts your help instead of getting help from another man and he uses you like that, believe me, when he gets to where he wants to go, he is going to get rid of you, because every time he looks at you, he sees the man that you made him be. He didn't become that man on his own. So he feels like without you, he would never have made it. And he feels like a failure because he knows without him riding on your coattails, he wouldn't be anywhere. So he still feels be made, even if he's, you know, you haven't said it. He still feels it inside because he knows that was not the way to become the person that he needed to be. And number three, so he would leave you. So all the energy, effort, money, and time that you spent trying to get this man to be the man that he wants to be would be wasted, because then he's going to go to some other woman because she doesn't see his failure. She doesn't see him being needy and weak and leaning on some woman. She only sees the finished product. So in her eyes, he is reflected as the man he wants to be. She sees him as strong, capable, and a finished product. That's the ego boost that he's looking for. So you that helped him get there, he's going to leave you. And that's what happened to Mary Harvey. That's exactly what happened. I've seen it so many times since my dad told me that. So that's why I do what I do. See, I had some strong dad, my dad, some strong uncles, my older brothers. I had a lot of strong men around me when I was growing up. So I have a very good grasp of what manhood is and how men think and why men do the things that they do. That's why I'm going to rip this book wide open, because what the males he's talking about, that's all they are. They're males. Though these guys he's talking about in this book are not men. None of them are men. They are needy, weak, egotistical brats, spoiled brats, and, you know, narcissistic and a whole bunch of other negative things that no woman needs. Any guy coming at you like this, you should dump him immediately.